Last month, the Trump administration ended funding for an LGBTQ plus option on the country's suicide and crisis lifeline 988. Callers can no longer press 3 to be connected to a counselor who's specifically trained to support the unique mental health needs of LGBTQ plus youth. According to a 2023 study by the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, LGBTQ plus youth have some of the highest rates of mental health concerns, but they have access to a limited amount of care. A Wisconsin warm line that's a resource for these young people called the PRISM program has struggled to stay open. Warm lines are generally staffed by people who have lived experience with mental health problems. Erica Steib is State Suicide Prevention Program Manager at Mental Health America of Wisconsin. She talked with Kate Archer Kent last week.
The Trump administration recently ended the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline's Press 3 option for LGBTQ plus people. What do you think the impact of that decision is having on the community, especially here in Wisconsin?
It is, of course, discouraging to continue to be erased in society. And I think we should think about this move akin to all the other ways that the Trump administration is trying to erase LGBT existence, especially from like public health and science spaces. And so that is, of course, like part of a larger effort to repress this population. But I also want to clarify, too, that LGBT people are still able to get services from 988, even without that Press 3 option. And it's interesting to talk to others in the field who work in this like system of care, because the vast majority, if not all, of the counselors and the people who work on this line are people who do support the LGBT community, right? And so there's still a lot of capacity within 988 itself to still provide quality, competent care to queer and trans folks. And so it's interesting because I've talked to people who work in the system and they're saying, you know, people are still reaching out, people are still getting care. But really, yeah, we need to understand this decision on the Trump administration to cut out the Press 3 option as part of a larger effort to try to erase LGBT existence. And it's part of a much larger program on behalf of the administration to divide and conquer the people of this country and to scapegoat certain people for societal problems that they aren't actually responsible for, that are actually, you know, the happening at the hands of the very wealthy and powerful. And so all of that in the big picture is certainly stressful for queer and trans folks, as it is for just the general population right now, to see these attacks continue.
As you and your colleagues work in this field, in this area of mental health support, have you noticed changes? And if so, what have they been?
So for us, we at my organization, MHA, we continue to run a virtual support group for LGBT folks. And we've been running this for the last like 4 years. And this group is just as active and actually growing and continues to have a very active group of participants and new people coming in all the time and people of all ages and different LGBT identities across the spectrum. And so it's interesting because, again, like the stress in this community is, it's not only related to their individual experiences of repression for their identities, right? It's also all the other things that are making it so hard to get by right now that all kinds of people are dealing with. And so, yeah, you know, while there is, of course, like many reasons to despair, there's also stronger bonds than ever, I feel, in terms of people coming together and supporting one another. And so, you know, what we need to get through this time is really to build solidarity across communities and across different identities.
And one way to do that, I think your example is having these virtual support groups where there are conversations and people can be in a safe space. What I'm wondering, too, is when warm lines were operational and Uplift Wisconsin was another crisis warm line in the state. It was shut down in April after funding cuts. Was there a place for warm lines? Did you find that they were making a difference in some ways?
Yeah, and so warm lines are a really great way for people to find community, to find safety in like that shared experience and these shared struggles. In Wisconsin, we have this incredible peer support and warm line like network that has been built over the years of in-person and virtual supports. And this is a really crucial component to get through hard times like this and to deal with lack of services, to deal with just general hardship and not having to do that all by yourself. And so the warm lines that unfortunately had to be put on hiatus at MHA are the Uplift warm line, like you mentioned, which is for the general population. And we also had an LGBT warm line that was called the PRISM program that ran from 2021 to 2025. And they experienced cuts in a similar timeframe as like the 988 press 3 option. And so we're seeing all of these cuts to mental health services on a really massive scale right now. And all of these things are connected. And that's why we have to understand that like, this is not just a problem for just some people. This is not just a problem for people who identify as LGBT, or even just a problem for people who identify with like having mental illness. But this is a problem for all of society, because the well-being of all of us is so interconnected. And there is a greater project around all of this of defunding any social programs, anything that helps people survive and get by provided by the state. That is all of that is being slowly gutted and eroded over time.
We are talking about funding cuts for LGBTQ crisis warm lines and other mental health support systems. Erica Stibe is with us, State Suicide Prevention Program Manager at Mental Health America of Wisconsin. Erica, as you mentioned, the PRISM program went on hiatus or was mothballed early this year. Are there ways programs like this could be restarted in new ways or could return if funding were to return?
We certainly hope to be able to bring it back. And as soon as a funding opportunity were to present itself, we definitely would. Because really this type of work, peer support and accompanying people on their mental health journey is it's a lot of work. It's another type of healthcare provider. And so it's important that we pay people in these peer support positions with adequate wages and benefits and all of that. And so we know we need that in order to sustain programs like this so that people can continue to provide that care. And so we are actively searching for other avenues of funding and do hope to bring it back one day. And in the meantime, at least how we're trying to carry forth the intention of the program with very, very little resources now is we do still have the virtual support group that I mentioned that is still facilitated by some former employees on a volunteer basis, folks who are really committed to making that space available and committed to the community they've built there. That is really important. And I can see the difference it makes, especially for people all across the state who are just in, you know, different living situations. And so that's super important. And so we do what we can, you know, where we can, and while also trying to rebuild to a more robust program in the future.
Erica, what keeps you hopeful? Are there places where you see glimmers of hope, glimmers of light?
Yeah, I mean, as dark as things are and as difficult as things are right now and uncertain, people continue to find ways to care for one another. I think that's human nature and not something that can be erased even by these politically motivated attacks or these attempts at erasure. And so I have no doubt that the reality is the majority of the people in this country do support people of all different kinds of genders and sexual orientations. That is the the vast majority of the people in this country who want to see safety and inclusion for all the people around them.
Erica, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Erica Steib is the state Suicide Prevention Program Manager at Mental Health America of Wisconsin. She talked to Kate Archer-Kent about funding cuts to crisis resources for LGBTQ youth. If you or someone you know is in need of emotional support, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. Again, that's a three-digit number, 988.